Welcome back to Sports in the Round from the Ground Round here on the Beaver Radio Network. BSU football team entertains the Minnesota State Mankato Mavericks this weekend at the Chet. Joining us via the Paul Bunning Communications Hotline, Todd Hoffner, head coach of the Mavericks. Coach, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on the show, Brian.
I think most people know the saga that has been your life the last couple of years. We don't need to rehash that, but how happy are you to get back to a routine of coaching a team?
Well, it's very comforting to be back in the position that I held before everything happened, and very fortunate to have the opportunities that we've had so far, and happy to be back into the swing of things, and it's been enjoyable so far.
All right, I've done my job, I've asked. We'll move on to football now. You guys really are good this year. What makes you guys click?
Well, we've gotten off to a good start. The guys have really been extremely focused. There's a lot of desire there to excel and to play well and to play together. I think there's a lot of young men that are not self-centered. They're all about the team and what the team can do and the team's progress. So we're happy with the mentality and the mindset of the players right now.
You've scored 158 points, only given up 13. Which side of the ball impresses you the most?
Well, I think, you know, we've done some good things on both sides of the ball, you know, but we're always striving to be better and looking to improve. We've been fortunate. We've gained some turnovers on defense, which is always something that we work hard at. And on the other side of the ball, we really want to take pride in taking care of the football. And I think that's a really big deal of the tale of our success so far is our ability to create turnovers on defense and to take care of the football on offense. And our turnover ratio is very solid, and hopefully we can keep it that way.
You and St. Cloud are rivals. You met them in week one, shut them out 31-0. How did that game kind of set the tone for the season in your mind?
Well, leading into the game, you know, St. Cloud had went to the regional championship in 2013 and played in that game. And so they're the ones that knocked the Mavericks off in 2013 and out of the playoffs. Last year's team had very high ambitions and goals, too, much like this year's team. And so I think there was a lot of burning desire to get right back into the fray, if you will, against the arch rival and play for a trophy. And it meant a lot to the guys. And it was refreshing to see us play so well and to, you know, squash the will of our opponent, and especially an arch rival. Those games had been so close for so many years. I think the prior 10 years, I think there was only one game that was more than a touchdown being decided. So for us to do what we did was quite remarkable.
No doubt, no secret that the South is the better division right now. How much do things change for you starting next week once you get to divisional play?
Well, we're focused on Bemidji right now. I mean, that's we're putting all of our effort and energy into playing our last North game. Coach Tesh has done a fantastic job at Bemidji. They have a very strong program. They've been exceptionally good at home with, I think it's 52-22 or 23, something like that, winning percentage of games since he's been the head coach at home. And it's very impressive, and we're coming up to play a team that, you know, obviously wants to get one in the win column, and we're going to be trying to do the same thing. So we're hoping that we play hard and play together and play fast. So that's our goal.
Last week, BSU ran 107 plays, nearly 550 yards of offense, and lost. In all your years of coaching, have you ever seen anything like that?
Well, you know, running that many plays, I'd only seen that one other time when I was a defense coordinator at UW-Stevens Point, and that was a double overtime game. So for this day and age, and the speed of how people are trying to do things and what they're trying to accomplish and how fast they go, it opens up more opportunities for the other team and the opponents also. And we faced that when we played Moorhead. So the speed game is something that we've seen already, and so we're preparing to do battle against the Beavers with that same kind of mentality.
That hurry-up, speed-up game has really changed the face of college football. Do you like the way the game is going right now?
Well, I'm an old-school guy. You know, Coach Tesh was and has been and is one of my mentors. He was working at North Dakota when I was a graduate assistant, and he was a full-time coach there. So back in those days, I grew up with a, you know, your chin strap sideways and, you know, guys just being extremely physical every play and a lot of two-back sets, potentially two tight end sets. But, you know, having a tight end on the field all the time was something that you never even considered taking them off. You always had to have enough tight ends. And today's day, you know, game with the speed and everything, there's a lot more perimeter players out there. I'm a big believer in the physicality and the hard-nosed, hardcore, old-school football stuff. But, you know, we are changing and evolving and developing ourselves. So, you know, do I like it? I think it's exciting for the fans more than anything. But from a coach's perspective, at least my eyes, I like the physicality of the game and you know, playing hard and hitting hard and you know, the trenches are really important to me, and so that's something that we're going to continue to focus here on at Minnesota State.
You mentioned that you and Jeff worked together, both under Roger Thomas. Roger, now the AD at UMary. How much of Roger is in both you and Jeff?
You know, I appreciate everything Roger had done for me. He gave me an opportunity to be a graduate assistant, and Coach Lennon was another one of my mentors. So we have quite a coaching tree that was underneath Mr. Thomas, and he did a fantastic job of putting everything together. But I think there's a lot of people that came from underneath his tutelage that have had successful careers, and you know, it's a tribute to him and what he has done. So we, you know, I respect him and I appreciate everything that he did for me.
Todd, thanks for your time. Safe travels. We'll see you up here at the Chet on Saturday.
Appreciate it, Brian. Thank you.